Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. Hoo-ah! I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. President Trump was recently re-elected by a sizable majority of our citizens, and he did so on a platform of reforming and downsizing our government. And President Biden and his team are doing all they can to prevent such modifications to our government. You know, like signing a contract with a civil service union that locks things in for five more years. He's also planning preemptive pardons for those who Trump might charge with crimes. And there are other things. Make sure your Congress critters know and the U.S. senators know that you oppose such political resistance to the will of the people. Thank you. And just for the record, I totally support Pete Hegseth to be our next Secretary of Defense. He's the right guy for the job. Since mid-November, large drones of uncertain origin have been repeatedly spotted in the sky at night over central and northern New Jersey, including near a military installation. Our federal government says they have no idea what these drones are or what they're doing. One congressman says they're Iran-based drones, but the Pentagon says no. And no police or military drones or helicopters have checked them out? Something is seriously wrong here. Joining me at the 50 caliber microphone today is Marine vet Skip Coriel. Do you like to play in the snow, Skip?
You know, Colonel, I haven't liked to play in the snow for about 55 years, over half a century. But I have a 13-year-old daughter. I enjoy watching her make snow angels. But as far as getting down in the snow, that's the one thing I didn't do in the Marines. You know, they sent me to the jungles. They sent me to the desert. They sent me to the mountains. And then they wanted to send me to the Arctic Circle. And I said, I think I'll pass on that one. And fortunately, it was voluntary. So I didn't do that one.
So thank you, but no thank you, huh? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, here's what we have for you today. On News and Comments by the Colonel, I'm going to discuss why our national government needs major cuts and adjustments. Then Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby will contribute his warrant wisdom. Navy vet Edris Levia is part of the Concerned Veterans for America team in Florida. He'll share some of their major issues for vets. Then former Army Private Corey Claggett, who was charged with murder for obeying an order in combat, he's just out of prison. We'll talk to him. Then Gil and Skip will present The Border in a Book. And next, we'll review last weekend's Service Academy football games. Of course, we'll share military history and a self-defense report.
Hey, troops, please invite your friends to join us at this time on this great radio station. Then head on out to frontlinesoffreedom.com and sign up for our free e-newsletter. And join the conversation at facebook.com/frontlinesoffreedom.
We really welcome your input to this show. Send us your ideas and comments through our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com, or by Facebook. Now it's time for news and comments by the Colonel on Frontlines of Freedom. Of course, we'll start with the news. What's first, Skip?
Well, Colonel, some Russian troops are refusing to return to fight in Ukraine because of their experiences on the front line at the start of the invasion, according to Russian human rights lawyers and activists. The BBC has been speaking to one such soldier. Quote, "I don't want to go back to Ukraine to kill and be killed," says Sergei, not his real name, who spent 5 weeks fighting in Ukraine earlier this year. He is now home in Russia, having taken legal advice to avoid being sent back to the front line. Sergei is just one of hundreds of Russian soldiers understood to have been seeking such advice. Army commanders try to intimidate contract soldiers into staying with their units, according to Russian human rights lawyers. But they stress that Russian military law does include clauses which allow soldiers to refuse to fight if they don't want to. Activist Sergei Krivenko says he is not aware of any prosecutions of those refusing to return to the front. That is not to say that prosecutions are not being attempted.
Well, I guess this makes it clear that Russia is not a total dictatorship if there are human rights activists and lawyers. And it may well be that this could be about post-traumatic stress syndrome. It's likely also about seeing that they're oppressing people who are not attacking their nation. Stay tuned.
And Ukraine is having similar problems. Ukrainian fighters, who were recently recruited as part of mobilization drive, are refusing to fight the Russian troops on Eastern Front, Associated Press reported, citing Ukrainian commanders on the ground. This amid Ukraine's ongoing incursion into Russian border region of Kursk.
It's pretty clear that these new recruits joined to defend their nation, not attack a neighbor.
And in occupied Crimea, namely in Kerch, the sounds of strikes are heard. Residents write about the attack of naval drones trying to destroy Russian troops, according to the Crimean Wind Telegram channel. Quote, in Kerch, there are strikes in the area of the Zatoka shipyard, and some kind of fire is being carried away in Arshitezovo, the message says. A little later, the channel clarifies that Ukrainian naval drones are making a breakthrough in the Kerch Strait. In turn, the Russian military is trying to destroy them from the sea, shore, and air. Some other Telegram channels also report that the Crimean Bridge is blocked amid the attack. Russia occupied Ukrainian Crimea in 2014. After that, virtually the entire peninsula turned into a large-scale military base.
It's reasonable that Ukraine would attack a major Russian base in their territory and that Russia would fight hard to defend it. I expect that when this war ends, and I hope it's soon, that Crimea will return to Russia, as this is Russia's major base in the south and the only one with access to the Mediterranean Sea, something they really need.
And North Korean troops sent to Russia have not yet joined the battle against Ukrainian forces, partly due to poor training, say Western officials. In a sign of close ties between Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, thousands of North Korean soldiers have been deployed to Russia for its war against Ukraine. The North Korean troops are expected to be used to reinforce Putin's military, seeking to recapture a swath of the Kursk region of Russia, which was seized by Ukrainian forces in a surprise attack in the summer. But despite reports that they were already involved in fighting, Western officials believe that they are yet to have been sent into battle. Quote, we say due to poor training and lack of logistical support as the primary reasons why they haven't started the fight yet, said one official.
Well, poor training is very likely the reason, and maybe because they're simply not trusted.
And the Army is seeking 300 lieutenants from oversaturated combat arms fields to voluntarily transfer into understaffed roles. Lieutenants currently branched in armor, infantry, combat engineer, and field artillery can apply between January 7 and February 17 to transfer to adjutant general, air defense, finance, logistics, and signal corps, the service announced in November. Additionally, the Army is looking to fill in space operations, public affairs, simulations operations, and information technology fields. Major Jesse Lansford, who analyzes personnel placement for Army Human Resources Command, said in a news release, quote, maybe they're looking for company command time, but in a branch with a long wait queue, where they didn't get their initial branch of choice upon commissioning. This is a retention tool for those who want to stay and serve rather than to separate and seek opportunities elsewhere, unquote. He added that no officers will see forced reassignments. The move comes after the report that the service is aiming to slash ROTC scholarship funding from an annual $315 million budget to $100 million through the rest of this decade, cutting the number of officers who can be commissioned between 2,500 and 4,000 in that time period. The service also sought a separate batch of young officers to transfer out of combat arms earlier this year. The move to cut funding for the ROTC, which produces three-fourths of Army officers, would not affect any cadets currently enrolled, but would reduce class sizes in the coming years.
Wow. And I thought the purpose of having an Army was to fight wars, and now the goal is to reduce the number of combat troops, at least for leaders. Somehow, to this old infantry officer, this sounds foolish. And that's the news. As Americans, it's our responsibility to ensure that our nation is well-run and on the right path. Politics and politicians are confusing. We can work together. Concerned Veterans for America can assist you, even if you're not a veteran, in getting involved and getting our nation back on track. Working with them is one of the things I do. Check out cvafrontlines.com. That's cvafrontlines.com. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. Coming up on Frontlines of Freedom, I'll share comments by the Colonel. We'll enjoy some more wisdom. And then we'll talk with Navy vet Edris from Concerned Veterans for America about some hot issues. At ease, troops, take a break. Suppose you were forced to defend yourself or your family. This can happen to anybody, so it's important to be prepared. You will likely face legal bills. Even if you're in the right in a self-defense situation, there will almost always be an investigation and you may find yourself in the legal system. U.S. Law Shield is here to help you through these events. Experienced U.S. Law Shield attorneys are ready to defend you 24/7, 365. To sign up, go to uslawshield.com and use promo code FRONTLINES.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coria with your home defense tip of the week. Sit down with your children and make a plan for home defense. Let them know that if shooting starts, they should drop to the ground for safety. If they hear breaking glass or see a home invader, they should notify you immediately if safely possible. If they can't get to you, they should hide until the danger is over. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit homedefenseshow.com.
When considering precious metals investments, credibility is paramount. That's why I chose Universal Coin and Bullion. They have a long-standing reputation in the industry that instills confidence in investors. Plus, the company's president, Dr. Mike Fulgens, is recognized as America's gold expert by his peers and the U.S. government, and was named Dealer of the Year by the American Numismatic Association. Call 800-UCB-GOLD or go to their website at universalcoin.com/Denny.
Friends, Adam here, Patriot Foods, U.S. only company. Frozen fruits and vegetables straight from our dirt, not overseas. Support the U.S. farmer. When you shop at patriotfoods.com, we give back to a military family in need. We got to take care of each other, my friends. We have to. So important. 10% off patriotfoods.com. 10% off promo code FREEDOM and shop today.
Do you have a story inside you yearning to come out? As a self-published author, you are free to creatively distribute your book online or using your own professional connections. White Feather Press will publish your manuscript and set up online distribution, allowing the author to retain all copyright and distribution rights as well as all profits. Check out White Feather Press at publishyourdream.com. White Feather Press, reaffirming faith in God, family, and country. This is Colonel Lenny Gillum. It is 20 minutes after the hour, and you're in formation listening to the Front Lines of Freedom all across America. Troops, even if our economy wasn't a mess with inflation going crazy and prices up out of sight, I'd still recommend that you do some investing in precious metals, gold and silver. I encourage you to join me in purchasing these solid investments from Universal Coin and Bullion. Find them at universalcoin.com/Denny. That's universalcoin.com/Denny. Now it's time for comments by the Colonel. Troops, almost everyone I know refers to Washington, D.C. as the swamp or some similar negative term. Let me tell you about my first introduction to it. I graduated from West Point 60 years ago, last June. One of my years there, I don't remember which one, for some reason I was selected along with some other cadets to have lunch with a guest who was a West Point grad. He then was in business, then politics, and had just served as Secretary of the Army. He told us when he arrived at the Pentagon, he met his new secretary and asked for a list of those who reported directly to him. He then told her to schedule each of them for a 3-hour meeting with him. During that meeting, he wanted to hear their backgrounds, what job they're doing now, including challenges and successes, and what they think he should do as the new secretary. These all went very well. The last person in was his senior civil service employee. This guy came in, said nothing. When pushed, he said something like this: "The new president we just got who appointed you is a disaster, and you are a very poor choice for this job. So my job is to try to keep you from messing everything up." And that was it. Well, the former secretary, he said to himself, "Whatever else I do in the next 4 years before I leave, he'll be gone." But when I left, he was still there. Political appointees come and go, but civil servants are there, and most are wise enough not to do anything that will justify their being fired. And they're there for decades, even generations. Some folks are concerned about President Trump's declared goal of reforming, even eliminating many programs and agencies. Here's the problem. Government agencies and programs are not called institutions and synonyms such as the deep state and the establishment for nothing. They continue to exist regardless of the failure of many of them to perform well, because they enjoy a political and financial inertia that is difficult to slow down, much less stop or reverse. These entities may not enjoy widespread public support, but they do benefit from lobbyists, interest groups, and labor unions who make substantial contributions to the political campaign members of Congress. Those in the House of Representatives control the money flow and are reluctant to the point of resistance to end or reform the status quo. Do you remember a couple of decades ago when the Pentagon came up with the BRAC, the Base Realignment and Closure Program? It was to merge military bases where it made sense and eliminate what could be cut without hurting military readiness to save money. Who could oppose that? Well, members of Congress whose districts were affected negatively by these base closings squeaked like stuck pigs. Ultimately, the only reason it worked was because of the way it was presented to the public. It was said that the commission's purpose was to downsize the military infrastructure in a way that is efficient and effective and to increase operational readiness, an effort that was intended to be free from partisan politics. It worked. I'm hoping that the incoming Trump administration takes the same approach. It must sound like it is, and it must be, in the self-interest of a majority of all Americans. In the case of government downsizing, it is in the self-interest of all Americans. And our nation is not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic. We are a nation of law, not of feelings. And the law is our Constitution. Here's one example of a needed reform. Article 1 of our Constitution establishes Congress and gives it the areas on which it has authority. And the 10th Amendment to our Constitution, part of the Bill of Rights, says that powers not given to the Congress remain with the states and the people. Well, one thing not mentioned in Article 1, or anywhere else for that matter, is education. So how in the world can we have a federal Department of Education? But we do. Does anyone think the states are incapable of handling education in their own states? Indeed, that's why education wasn't mentioned in the Constitution. The states think they can handle it themselves. Eternal life is an appropriate topic for churches and Christian schools, but not for governments. If something is promoting the general welfare and providing for the common defense at a reasonable cost and efficiency, it should be kept. If it has exceeded its sell-by date, it should be discarded like spoiled milk. This is why so many Americans are fed up with Washington and want real change. Let's see who's more powerful, the establishment or we, the people of the United States. And those are my comments for today. Americans, we owe our freedom to the sacrifice and courage of our heroes in uniform. Did you know you can support our military, veterans, and first responders just by using your cell phone? Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They put the cause ahead of profits. That's why I'm proud to be a partner with them. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to, while giving back to our heroes. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you support Folds of Honor, Tunnels to Towers, and many more. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Just go to patriotmobile.com/frontlines. That's patriotmobile.com/frontlines. And get a free month of service when you use the offer code frontlines. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. You're listening to Frontlines of Freedom. Now we get to enjoy some warrant wisdom with Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. What do you have to share this week, Roland?
You know, big organizations like the Department of Defense or the Air Force normally take a long time to make big changes. Well, the Air Force certainly has proven that doesn't have to be the case. When Secretary of the Air Force Frank Kendall announced the return of warrant officers in February, he gave planners a tight deadline of graduating the first class by the end of the year. Well, it officially took 296 days between that announcement and the graduation of the first warrant officer class in over 66 years on December 6th from Maxwell Air Force Base in Alabama. You know, enlisted and commissioned airmen are developed to eventually serve leadership functions, but that takes time and focus away from hands-on skills, which is particularly disruptive in fast-moving career fields such as cybersecurity and information technology. And warrant officers cover that gap, and they'll serve as dedicated technical experts. So bringing back warrant officers now is really crucial for the service as they try to stay ahead of rivals such as China and Russia. And the Air Force and, frankly, all the military are in a competition for talent, which is going to be very crucial to our military's future success. So what did it take for the Air Force to not only add war officers back into the ranks, but also stand up a new school and figure out future promotions? Well, just 10 days after that initial announcement, officials at Air Force headquarters met with representatives from other services to learn the institutional roles their warrant officer programs play. Eventually, the Air Force decided that warrant officers would play three crucial roles: professional warfighters, technical integrators, and trusted advisors. And you know, it helped that the rank and file were also real fans of this effort. Nearly 500 airmen applied for just 60 slots when the applications were opened in April. The caliber of the applicants was so high that officials actually decided to bump that first class from 60 to 78 slots. You know, I spent 30 years in the military, and I've never seen a program move this fast. For Frontlines to Freedom, I'm Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. Back to you, Colonel.
Thank you, Roland. I really appreciate your comments. Straight ahead on Frontlines to Freedom, we'll talk with Edris Leyva from Concerned Veterans for America. Then we'll talk with veteran Corey Claggett. All this is coming up. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. You're standing tall with the front lines of freedom. I'll be right back. Troops, it's time for sit-ups. Do 50, then stand at ease. It's time to switch to Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you access to all three major networks. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you support the First and Second Amendment, the sanctity of life, our military veterans, and first responder heroes. Just go to patriotmobile.com/frontlines. Get a free month when you use the offer code FRONTLINES.
This hour of Frontlines of Freedom is brought to you by HelpVet.net. HelpVet.net is an online resource and information center dedicated to the welfare of those who have sacrificed for the freedoms, ideals, and morals we Americans hold dear to our hearts. At HelpVet.net, find information on benefit-related issues from education, healthcare, military pay, retirement, VA loans, and resources on education, finance, legal, health and wellness, the military life, moving and housing, travel and entertainment, and much, much more. Visit HelpVet.net, HelpVet.net.
Troops, welcome back to our nation's largest military veteran talk radio show, Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Troops, please do send me your comments and questions. Email me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. It's an honor to welcome Navy vet Edris Leyva. During his 4 years in the Navy, he had 2 deployments to the Persian Gulf. He then became a small business owner and an entrepreneur. And for the past few years, he's been a part of Concerned Veterans for America. So he's serving in Florida. So welcome, Edris. Or am I supposed to say welcome aboard since you're a squid?
Well, thank you very much, Danny. I appreciate this opportunity that you have given me. Thank you.
Okay. Edris, when and why did you join the Navy? And what was your specialty?
I joined the Navy in the year 2000. I was, right out of high school. I felt that I had to give a gratitude to the country that gave me a new home. You know, I came from Cuba when I was 12 years old. My parents decided that we needed to start over because the regime was making things worse for the Cuban people in their own country. So it was a decision that I made that I had to serve this country some way or another. And I joined the Navy when I was 17. So when I was 18, I deployed. I did my first deployment I was part of the first carrier that was doing night operation during Operation Shock and Awe in 2003. And that's when the Operation Iraqi Freedom began.
Carriers are big. So you were on something that had several thousand people on it, right?
That's correct. 5,000 sailors, including the air wings. We had over 70 airplanes doing night operations during that time. And it was the biggest thing you could think of at that time.
Yeah, a good friend of mine is a retired Navy captain. He commanded one. So I have a better feel for that. Anyway, what was your position? What was your specialty? What'd you do?
So when I joined the Navy, I became a fireman. I became part of the engineering department. I was on the MM for my first deployment, working on the engine rooms, which is how we make steam to get the planes to get the planes out of the carrier, uh-huh. and also, you know, make portable water and, you know, all kinds of needs that the carrier have to deal with so we can be out to sea for more longer than 3 or 4 months.
Yes, you got to do a whole bunch of things. Okay. So you did that. Did you do that all 4 years or did you do something else on different deployments?
So the carrier, the commission in 2003. After that, I cross-rated. I became an electrician's mate. I went to an amphibious ship, the Bohun Richard LHD-6. I was surrounded by Marines at God that time. Yeah. And basically, the hovercraft, when they leave the LHD full of Marines for their missions, those submersible pumps have to be, you know, in very good operational procedure so we can get the water out of the ship.
For sure. Okay. And apparently at the end of your enlistment, you decided you had served and you were looking to do something else. What did you do then?
Well, when I came back home to Miami, I decided to go to college. I went to college for around 2 years, and then I started a family. Once I started a family, I decided that I need to provide for my family. So I ended up buying a dental office. I became an entrepreneur for around 10 years. Did nothing but that. I just focused on raising my family and building my business. And then the Obama administration came in, and it's just my income went from 100% down to 30% because of the whole Obamacare, you know, legislation that came in. So I decided to sell my business at that time because I wasn't going to make it. I wasn't going to cut it up.
Yep. Taking care of a family, both financially and with your time and concern and your kids, that's huge.
Yes, so, it is.
Okay. And then is that when you reached out to or found or discovered Concerned Veterans for America?
Well, when I sold my business, I decided to take a break to see what I wanted to do with my life. Because the thing is that I just don't go into any entrepreneurial project just like that. So I took my time and I was starting to work with the community, with Veterans Affairs, you know, just local community veterans like the BFW, American Legion, uh-huh. just being there, being an officer and all that. And I went to, I was dealing with plantar fasciitis, and I've never used the VA for anything since I got out in 2004. And I went to the VA and it took me like 4 months to get into the VA, find out that I have plantar fasciitis, and then just get treated, you know, with all that they needed to do with me. So I was really, really disappointed on the whole VA and the treatment of veterans. So I went to a BFW conference, a state conference in Florida. And, you know, at that time, I was kind of disappointed because, you know, I saw so many veterans struggling, not just in Miami, but in other cities in Florida. And CBA was there. It was at the conference. A good friend of mine, former commissioner in his county, I mean, he was telling me about how CBA can change the lives of all veterans in the country. And that's helped me. That sold me right there at that point. I decided that Miami veterans needed a leader that could help them advocate for everything that was going on with the VA.
And that's what led you to Concerned Veterans for America. And somehow they decided to hire you, right?
I don't know. Yeah, they did. And I'm very blessed because, you know, I've developed so great relationship with my coworkers. I don't see them as coworkers, I see them as family today. And not just my coworkers here in Florida, but, you know, all over the country. I've got so many good experiences working for CVA. And we helped so many people in the last 3 years, veterans and even Americans, you know, open their eyes and see that there is a path forward, and we can help them, you know, open their eyes and walk that path.
Yes. This is Colonel Danny Gilliman, Frontlines of Freedom. We're talking with Edra Slevja about Concerned Veterans for America. So Concerned Veterans for America, they're there to help our country help veterans and get veterans involved. But you don't have to be a veteran to work with CVA, do you?
No, you can become a volunteer. All you have to do is have love for this country, being able to support not just the veterans, but everyone in this country that are looking to live their American dreams and to have a better life.
And CVA works all over the country. You've got, I think there are some states that have formal organizations and others don't, but CVA's everywhere in the United States, aren't they?
That's correct. We're in plus 10 states currently. I know Florida has a state chapter, and we're in different places of Florida, like Miami, Tampa, Orlando, Jacksonville. You know, in Michigan, we're also in Michigan. We're in Texas, Virginia, Montana. I mean, we're a national organization, yes.
And if they're not a state organization, there's still plenty of opportunity for people in the other states to get involved one way or another. There's just not a state organization to plug into. Am I right, Andres?
That's correct. I mean, you can just go to our website, cv4a.org. That website, you can be anywhere. You can be in Alaska and you can just go in there, sign the petitions, sign the letters, because there's some great legislation that are going to be passing next year that we need your support by just signing a letter that is going to go to your congressman, it's going to go to your federal senator, and it's going to be able to make your voice heard and then just have them take action when it's time next year.
There's a lot more to discuss about CVA and the kinds of things that they're working for. Andres is going to stay with us. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. Yes, it's push-up time. I want you to do 103 push-ups. That's how many I do. Well, I used to before I got into my mid-80s. Then take a break and stay in the area. Andres and I will be right back. In business for over 30 years with over $1 billion in sales, Universal Coin and Bullion is my go-to source for gold and silver coins. And right now, they're offering our listeners a newly minted 0.99 fine 1 ounce 2024 silver American Eagle coin for just $27. Call 800-UCB-GOLD, 800-UCB-GOLD, or go to their website at universalcoin.com/Denny.
America's veterans sacrificed in service to this country. They deserve quality medical care after taking off the uniform.
Concerned Veterans for America was instrumental in expanding access to needed care to millions of veterans by getting the VA Mission Act passed. But that fight continues until all veterans can get the care they need.
You can help empower veterans with better health care options. Visit CVAFrontlines.com to learn more and join the movement. That's CVAFrontlines.com.
Friends, there's not too many things I enjoy more than helping veterans and eating great beef jerky. Now I can do both. My good friends at Tango3.org and America's Best Beef Jerky use the highest quality beef to make the best jerky I've ever tasted. Trust me, I've eaten a lot. But that's not all. They give 100% of the profit to vetted veterans programs, mental health and suicide prevention. Go to americasbestbeefjerky.com and order now. And at checkout, check the Frontlines of Freedom promo code. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. This is the final formation for this hour on Frontlines of Freedom. We're continuing our conversation with Navy vet Andres Leyva from Concerned Veterans for America. Andres, there's a number of things that CVA works a lot for. I know that one of those big things is that they're really big on the Mission Act, which regards veterans' health care. I know that's a big issue. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. So the Mission Act was passed in 2018, was signed by the first Trump administration. It was a huge thing because for the first time ever, veterans have a choice outside the VA with the community care program. So if you're a veteran and you have to wait more than 20 days at the VA for a primary care appointment, you don't have to wait. You can just request to see a doctor in your community. The problem is that the VA is not abiding by that regulation. So we've been fighting for the last 3 years so we can codify this and set in stone, because the VA is not abiding but you know, the regulation demands.
Are you suggesting that our federal government doesn't always obey its own rules?
Well, we both serve Corona, so you know, yeah, we know what it is. But the thing is that there's a great opportunity next year that we're able to pass the Complete the Mission Act of 2024. It's gonna set everything in stone, and they won't be able to keep playing with veterans' lives anymore.
And that's important, and that's something that does need to be advanced. One, so that the federal government will follow its own rules, but two, veterans deserve that kind of support. Okay. I know that one of the things that Concerned Veterans for America is opposed to is endless wars. And I know that they also believe, as I do, that while we support and like to be with support Ukraine, that's not where our money needs to go. So can you talk about endless wars and Ukraine now?
Well, the biggest thing on endless war is the withdrawal from Iraq, which, you know,
yes,
I was 18 years old when I went to Iraq. I'm 42 now, and we're still in Iraq. There's 2,500 American troops in Iraq, and we need to get them out. They serve no purpose. The Saddam Hussein is gone. You know, there's been over 30,000 suicide since Operation Iraqi Freedom of veterans that have come home. There's been more death here in the States than in the actual war, you know. So we need to take care of our veterans here at home. And we need for those troops that are in Iraq to come home, because there's no purpose for us to be in Iraq.
I agree with you. We're not supposed to be the world's police department, are we?
No, we're not. And we completed our mission. And the fact that we still have troops in Iraq that are, you know, they were doing operations in Syria and all that, you know, they just put more soldiers in danger. You know, it could be really bad for them.
Yes, sir. And how about Ukraine?
Ukraine, the last 2-3 years that this has been going on with Ukraine, there's been over 1 million deaths in both sides of this conflict. We've sent how many billions of dollars to this conflict. And for us, we think that what needs to be happen is a peaceful, negotiated end of the war in Ukraine. And, you know, that's the main thing that we need for that to happen.
Yes, it is. And that's what President-elect Trump says he's going to do. But even now, we're forwarding more money to Ukraine so they can fight more. That doesn't make any sense to me. It seems like both Russia and Ukraine are open to discussing peace, but America's acting like we want them to fight more. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah. And the current administration, you know, recently authorized Ukraine to use American weapons on targets in Russian soil and to use U.S. anti-personnel mine as well. So, you know, if we talk financially, they want to forgive $4.65 billion of loans to Ukraine. So imagine how American people will feel when they voted resoundingly this year for a new administration, and the other one is a peaceful end of conflict.
Yes. At least the Speaker of the House, Congressman Johnson, is objecting to this. He seems to be on the same side you guys are on. Am I right?
That's correct. And we want to take this moment to thank our Speaker of the House, Johnson, for taking a stand and saying no more money to this conflict, to Ukraine.
Well, we do have to. One of the ways we take care of our troops is we don't put them in harm's way unless we absolutely have to, for the good of our country. And we don't spend money that we should have to defend ourselves, helping somebody else fight a war that is trying to end. I mean, that's anyway. I think we've covered that. This is a really important issue. You know, I know a lot of citizens who are concerned about our country, but they don't know what to do. They don't know how to get involved in impacting our nation. I mean, I taught American government at local college for 15 years, and many of the students really did care, but they didn't know what to do. And I'm a proud member of Concerned Veterans for America, and I was able to point some of them at least in that way. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. I was just like you. I was just like those people that you're mentioning, those Americans. I didn't know what to do. I remember sitting in my couch in 2020 after the election and not having an idea what to do, you know, because I feel this enormous gratitude and love for this country, you know, and I don't want to see it become what I escaped from, you know. So at that point, I was looking for something. I didn't know what I was looking for. I know CBA went to me. He found me, you know. So you can become part of CBA in so many different ways. The first thing that you need to do is go to our website, the CV4A.
Charlie D, Victor.
Victor 4A.
Yes.
.org.
Yep.
And the first thing is, if you want to become a volunteer with us, you can sign up to be a volunteer. Someone from our state chapter will reach out to you, and they will teach you, they will guide you, they will train you to become, so you can learn how to advocate for yourself. You don't have to be a veteran. All you have to be is a loving American that just wants to change the course of this country, you know, and you will become a volunteer. There's so many ways you can add value to this organization as a volunteer. If you like setting up events, you could do that. And if you like promoting, you can do that. If you like teaching others, you can do that. You know, there's so many ways that you could create a grassroots army and teach them how to advocate for themselves. And this is going to impact, you know, the whole country, because this is not just about veterans. It's about the whole country.
Very well said, Idris. This is our nation. Veteran or not, if you're an American patriot, you can get involved. And it's not like once you sign up, they beat you with a stick every day. You can put in as much time as you can doing whatever you've elected that you can do when you can. So I'm delighted. Right. Thank you, Edris. Thank you for your excellent comments today. Thank you for your service to our nation. I'm proud to call you friend.
Thank you, Colonel. I appreciate your time. I appreciate you giving me this platform to speak, you know, to all Americans, because this is something that I love doing.
Thank you, brother. This concludes the first hour of the show. We'll start the second hour talking with Corey Claggett. Corey was an American soldier in the Middle East who killed some enemies and was convicted of murder and put in jail for it. And he's now out, and he has not been well treated. He's been really abused by our nation. Then we'll discuss last weekend's Surface Academy football game. And of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our self-defense report. You know, U.S. Law Shield is a part of the Frontlines of Freedom team. If you have weapons for defense of your family and yourself, and you ever need to use a legal weapon, you're going to need legal defense. U.S. Law Shield is the team my wife and I use. Go to uslawshield.com. Use the promo code FRONTLINES. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. Troops, it's time for pull-ups. Do 40 good ones, maybe 20 more push-ups, then grab some protein, rehydrate with water, and finally, put a big smile on your proud-to-be-an-American face and send me your thoughts by email or on Facebook.